When I first heard these scriptures, these are the same every year, I always wondered about the juxtaposition of Joel, who tells us to blow the trumpet in Zion, but Jesus, who tells us not to make a big deal about it. But I think, I'm easily confused, so that's probably why. Actually, I think it's very simple. Joel is talking about blowing the trumpet to call the people together, which is what we've done. We've done that symbolically, I guess, because we get called together every year for this celebration. And Jesus, of course, is talking about the individual person. I always like the picture of somebody walking down the street with somebody blowing a trumpet ahead of him and ringing a bell and stuff and say, make way for the person who's doing penitential practices. That's what we're not supposed to do. And that's a good idea, because this season is not about looking good. This season is not about people seeing what we do or anything else. It's about ourselves. It's about, what I always like to say is, it's about looking at ourselves and working on those things that get in the way of us becoming deeper in a deeper relationship with Christ, in a deeper relationship with loving God, in a deeper faith, if you will, deeper relationship with our Lord. We each of us have those things. And one of the things that does that is the penitential practices that we have. We talk about giving things up for Lent, and that's a good thing. And I especially encourage people, if you're going to do that, have it be something that will remind you of the things you're working on. Whether it's, for me, it's being distracted. Sometimes it might be just my sarcasm, which is anger coming out, that kind of thing. All of these things, they prevent us, really, I think, from loving one another as we can, and loving Jesus as well. So whatever we do, I hope that we do it with the idea that we're examining ourselves. Or perhaps this might be a time simply to examine ourselves and see what it is we need to work on throughout the year, because we don't just do this in Lent, but Lent is a special time to do that. It's a special time because it leads up to the great celebration of our faith. The resurrection is the key ingredient, if you will, of our faith. As Paul says in his writings, if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is in vain. And that is true. But during this season, we're reminded that before the resurrection, there was the cross. And Jesus certainly knows suffering. Jesus did, if you will, our penance for us, our ultimate penance, certainly he did for us. And so during this season, we do our penance for the sins that we commit, or the sins that put him on that cross, but also those sins and those practices that get in our way of being one with him. And so as we begin this season, we pray for each of us that we can do that during this season. It's a joyful season for me. I think it's a joyful season because of what it leads to, but because it's about becoming closer to Christ. And that's certainly a joyful thing. And we begin with this celebration, the receiving of ashes, as a symbol of our penitence, as a symbol that we are dust, and unto dust we shall return, but that Christ promises we will be raised with him too. And so a sign of penance, but also a joyful sign of penance, reminding us that Christ has won that ultimate victory.